All right, so early in camp, man, you look like you were in the best shape of your life. What do you think?
I'm ready, man. You know, we're just working as a team, working as a unit. You know, we got one goal, and that's to get better each and every day, and that's what we're working towards.
You told me in the summer that you watched a lot of tape of Chris Clemens last year. Yep. Now to work with him and to see you guys interacting, is there almost an unspoken communication between you guys?
We talk every day, man. You know, it's good to have somebody like that. He's a vet, and like I said before, I'd be dumb not to pick his brain, you know. And now to have him in my locker room, I don't have to look at him on film anymore. Yeah, I'm right here with him. So I can ask him certain questions that most people can't do. They have to learn it on their own. So that's always a good thing.
I saw yesterday Todd Walsh had just the two of you off to the side working with. What were you guys working on?
Everything, man. Hand placement, our approach for our pass rush. And, you know, we're two different players because I'm tall and lean, and he's a little bit shorter, but we work hand-to-hand with each other.
Do you like what you're seeing just a couple of days into camp from this defense? I mean, this is the first real look at all these new pieces put together.
The first couple of days, we all knew that we had to hold back a little bit. But today, it was very exciting to see our DBs coming up to us like, hey, man, we got y'all. You know, it's different with these pads on. So it's always fun to have that. You know, if we got, like, young players like Dwayne Gratz coming, like, I got y'all, you know. So you always get excited, and we feed off each other.
I like to talk in camp about young Lions, you know, the matchups. Yeah. See you against Luke Jokel or to see Demetrius McCray against Allen Robinson. Yeah. There's a whole lot of Lions on this roster, isn't there?
We're a young team. We have vets, but I'm a vet now. That's crazy. This is my third year, and I have a bunch of younger guys coming up to me, and they look up to me. So it made me grow up fast. I had to do that anyway, but at the same time, we have a lot of young athletic players and very, very talented, and that's great, man.
Camp is normally a time where guys look a little tired after a few days. You're not at all. What is the schedule treating you guys well, the way that Gus is running camp?
Schedule is great. I bust my ass off for this offseason. You know, I was in California. I was training my tail off, but Gus is going to always look for the better of the team and the culture he brought. I mean, it makes you happy to wake up in the morning.
Tell Jaguars fans as we wrap this up, a player on the offensive side that you've been impressed with so far, someone they should watch out for when they're here at camp or when the preseason games start.
I go against him every day, man, Mercedes Lewis. You know, that's like a big brother to me, but each and every day he gets better and we make each other better. It's crazy that he's always energized, and he's a vet in this game, and you can't tell how many years he's played. So when you see a guy like that, if you can see a 9 or 10 year vet like that practicing his tail off, you have to feed off that, man. And I love battling with him.